This program is brought to you by A to B Media Partners. Be sure to listen to the After Two Beers podcast on Spotify, Apple iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Pocket Casts. Also, make sure to visit www.aftertwobeers.com. Welcome to the After Two Beers podcast. I'm Dutch Sullivan, joined as always by Kimmy Gibbler.
That's me.
As we said last week, this is your opportunity to have a night out.
A night out!
Even if it's you're in your house.
There you go.
You can just hang out with us. Have a beer. Have a
wine. Yeah, pop one open, man.
Right.
Even if it's one of these new mom waters.
Yeah, the Linda.
Yeah, I'm drinking a Linda tonight.
Yeah. Linda is such a mom's name.
It is.
It is so...
All of the mom waters have like a mom name.
What are some of the other names?
I don't know. I just saw Blueberry Peach and I was like, oh, that's right up my alley.
So it wasn't because of the name Linda?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's fine.
I mean, if there was a Karen, I probably would have bought a Karen.
Yeah, I bet that's a sour.
That probably would have given me a hangover or something. I don't know.
It'd have got you in a fight. Instead of vodka, it's got tequila in it.
It actually would have like... What is it? Wild turkey?
Wild turkey.
Wild turkey would get me going.
Because you said it's just water with liquor in it.
It's water, vodka, and then natural flavors. There's no sugar, no carbs. So I feel like I'm doing good because I'm hydrating.
I feel like this is what every woman drinks on Sunday afternoons watching their four-year-old play soccer.
I mean, just put it in your Yeti. Nobody knows.
It's just water and vodka. It sounds like an alcoholic's drink.
I mean, I wonder if my breath smells like anything right now.
That's the whole point. It smells like and tastes like a candle.
It's refreshing. My problem is that I feel like if I had too many of those, I'd probably make a scene because like these are like 4.5% alcohol.
Yeah, there's a lot of alcohol in them. I don't know this, Linda, but I know what her house smells like because it's that drink.
It's Blueberry Peach.
Yeah.
Damn it, Linda.
If you're ever around a woman now and she coughs and it smells like candles,
Blueberry Peach.
She's hammered.
She's hammered on some mom water. No, I saw him. I had to have it.
Yeah.
I had to try it.
Well, if you haven't figured it out yet, that's exactly what this show is. We sit around and we have a couple drinks and it's like we're all hanging out at the bar or in somebody's basement or you're at a bonfire. the cool part is I've been adding this like audio of like we're out at a bar.
Yeah.
To create the ambiance, right?
Well, the ambiance is just perfect when you're at a bar.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this week maybe I should like this whole part I'll just have like a crackling bonfire in the background and we can act like we're at a bonfire.
I'm in.
Right? We'll be like, hey! Put them sparklers down, Brian.
Now, I have a feeling that you would not be talking that way if the temperature hadn't been going down here this last week, and it just feels like bonfire weather.
It is definitely bonfire weather.
I love it.
We are getting close to fall. We are getting close to the point that women would marry the most beautiful pumpkin in the world just for its juices and spices.
You know what? I'm not as much as the pumpkin as that, like, I'm like the apple cider type of stuff.
Apple cider.
I like going to the orchard and getting, especially those apple cider donuts.
Yeah.
I'm so basic.
No. Yeah.
As I sit here finishing this mom water before I crack open a Miller Lite.
Are you wearing like one of those Pharrell hats?
No.
With a flannel
I am
shirt
not looking like Kid Rock today.
With the leather boots up to the knee, the come fuck me boots at the orchard.
I mean, you know that I have those. I'm not ready to get them out yet. I'm still want to embrace a little bit of summer still, so.
I'll tell you how much I like them boots. First big gift I bought Amanda. She wore them twice. It worked both times.
Well, now that you talk about this, I bet she'll wear them a lot more.
That's her, I'll come home. That's all she'll have on. If she had a beer in her hand, oh my God. Woo!
Anyway. I know that's why you fell in love.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up. Because I realized now, and this is kind of our main topic now, is how relationships change you. Right? They do.
They do.
They do.
Even when you don't want them to.
Right. Like, you and I combined were single for the lifetime of a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right. And you feel like you always get stuck in your ways.
Oh, I know I am.
But then as you start to be with somebody for a while, you start to evolve.
Yeah.
The problem is I'm getting soft. I'm getting super soft. I'm a super soft Dutch. And well, I'll tell you why.
The way I'm getting soft is that I've gained like 25 pounds because, you know, well, you get comfortable.
Let me tell you, the other night, I'm having a good time in the basement playing some video games. And that's another thing. Make sure you follow us, aftertwobeers_com if you're on PS5. Anyway, I'm playing some games. And apparently I got inebriated.
What?
Yeah. And I wanted
you?
I did. And I wanted a snack.
Did you call pizza?
No. I went upstairs and I actually think I ate vegetables. Like raw vegetables. But that's not the important part of the story. The important part is the next morning, AJ asked me, she's like, got a little drunk last night, didn't you? I said, well, maybe. I go, why? She goes, you washed off your paper plate and left it in the sink. I said to myself, well, that's pretty kick-ass that even messed up. I was like, I got to wash this plate off.
If anybody else sees anything on this plate, even I'm going to get my ass chewed. Yeah.
Well, and this leads, so I was talking, this is a slow progression into our main topic, but here it comes. And that's songs. So as relationships make me soft, songs hit me different now than they've ever hit me before.
Okay.
You have songs that bring a tear to your eye? Any songs at all? Okay.
I can't think of one right off the top of my head.
And that's cool because media is different that way, right? It hits everybody different. Some people it's music. Some people it's a commercial.
Right.
Some people it's a movie and you just got nothing but like leaky
eyes. And I think that your own emotions and your own feelings of the day is going to change what you're listening to too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Except there's a new song, and I'm blaming this all on AJ, that I'm soft, because I'm going to tell you the story. So I'm at work, and I listen to music all day long at work. It helps me focus. I have ADD.
Yeah.
Reins me in. And we're going to go see Chris Stapleton in concert in a few weeks.
Nice.
Never seen the guy.
Seriously.
I haven't.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm excited, but he's got a new song out. And it's
is it the Maggie one?
Yes, it's called Run, Maggie.
Oh my god. Now that one does.
Tell you a story about an old friend of mine. Somebody left her in a shopping cart in a parking lot for us to find. Just a fuzzy black pup. She was hungry and feeling alone. We put her in the back seat. We were taking her home. Run, Maggie, run.
Now, I'm not going to lie. This is God's honest truth. I had to turn the song off about two-thirds of the way through. And I walked out front. And my eyes, I mean, I had tears. Like
my eyes got real sweaty.
Right. And
listening
I was
to that one.
And it was from the song. And if they asked me, like, what's wrong? I'm like, I was back there smoking weed.
I'm going to lie. I did not say that I cried.
But I didn't cry. Have you? So you know the song.
Oh, my gosh. The first time I heard it, I was in my car riding. And I was like, I did the ugly woman cry.
So
you know what I'm talking
did.
About? The.
So you did cry.
Oh, absolutely.
So you
still to this day, I've heard it like. Like probably 1,000 times by now.
Yeah, it's still.
And still, if it comes on while I'm in my car and I'm oh my gosh. Oh.
He talks about like it looking
run,
up
Maggie,
at him.
Run,
oh. And how they dug the hole at the top of the hill.
Oh, man alive. If anybody has not heard this song, you've got to do it.
It was raining on a Monday, the day that Maggie died. She woke up and couldn't use her legs, so I lay down by her side. She put her head on my hand, like she'd done so many times. I told her she was a good dog, then I told her goodbye.
Everybody needs to. You know what? Dane Cook said it. Everybody needs, sometimes you just need a good cry.
Yeah. You know what? If you have any heart at all for an animal, if you listen to that song, we're going to play it clearly in the background as I'm producing this.
Most of the times I feel like I like my dog better than most people.
Dogs are better people than people.
Oh my gosh, they're unconditional. They can do something wrong and they immediately feel bad. They're not making excuses of why they did something wrong.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that about the unconditional part, because that's the big joke, that if I put AJ and Rally in the trunk for an hour and then open it, Rally's still going to be excited to see me. AJ, not so much. He might throw Rally at me. So this song is sad as hell. And then I got to thinking, what are some other songs that have impacted you in your life, either positively or emotionally, or you've connected? Like I'll give you an example. One okay. last one. The song Mr. Wendell by Arrested Development. Mr. Wendell, yeah.
I don't know.
Horseshoes.
And I gave like him the horseshoes.
They're the ones that sang Tennessee.
Right, Tennessee.
But anyway, we were going to Bill Clinton's inauguration in 1992. And I remember hearing that song on the bus. And for some reason now, every time I hear that song, that memory has attached itself to that song.
Oh, yeah. Memories definitely attach themselves to songs.
Absolutely. So I'm asking you, are there songs that when you hear it, you attach to maybe like, you know, your
late
mother?
There's like funeral ones and different things. And yeah, I mean, there's always something that attaches yourself to some things like that. Yeah.
That's my problem now is like,
there's
enough that I could be Waterworks all day long and I fight it as a man.
No, I know that if Kenny Chesney's song comes on that it's like, where would you be today? I got to change the channel if I got to keep my composure.
And I understand why.
Man.
And I see, it's getting to you right now.
No, it's not. Yeah, my arms aren't sweaty.
Yeah. And your voice is crackling. You know the beauty? Look at you. That's why I love music right there. All right, so anyway.
Yes.
So absolutely, music has a major impact on our lives.
Oh, good and bad.
Oh my God. I'll give you another
everywhere
one.
In between.
Another, like I have the same reaction that you're having right now, is every time Hotel California comes on. I start to convulse. And I break out in hives.
That's because you hate it, though.
I drive. But no, I bring it up because I realize that as you grow and evolve in relationships that you get a little different. You change a little. And let me ask you one last question because
sure.
I'd love to get a woman's feedback on this.
Okay.
All right. You got a guy. You can have one or the other. Do you want a guy that's actually emotionally connected, but admit he cried two or three times a week? Or would you rather have a typical man that swallows his emotions, but doesn't cry at the drop of a Robin Williams, you know, Patch Adams film?
Gosh.
Because deep down, women want a masculine.
Deep down, I normally don't cry.
Yeah,
like,
but you
I really do.
But would you be attracted to a man that cried all the time?
Like all the time or just two times a week? I mean, like if it was something that really got them. And like, well, man, they're like really emotionally connect with themselves.
Yeah, you'd be looking at them weird, though.
But I am also one of those people where if somebody starts crying, I don't know how to act. I don't know like whether I should just like pat their back or be like, hey, thumbs up. I don't know how to act with people when they start crying. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have that in me.
Yeah, that's where you get the broom and you just touch them.
Exactly. Or you just pat them on the back and be like, hey, let me know if you need something. I'm not going to give you a hug because that'll probably make you cry harder.
I will say, I feel like I'm a guy that always knows what to say in the right moment. And even
you think you do.
Yeah. But even in those moments, I'm just like, I'm sorry. And I get this a lot. Why are you apologizing? You didn't do anything.
I don't know.
No, I'm just sorry.
I'm sorry that I see you cry.
Can we move on with this?
Yeah.
Why don't you drink like the rest of us?
Hide your emotions.
Right.
Feel on the inside like a winner.
Cry in the bathroom at lunch like everybody else. All right, Gibbler. Now we're going to move on to our history of the week.
All right, what we got?
Now, the history this week is going to be a little different, but I think it's going to connect with our audience, for sure, for sure. Because we love movies. You love movies.
I do love movies.
Everybody that listens to this show, I hope, loves movies. And we're going into something. We posted this on our Facebook page a couple weeks ago. And that is how quotes from film, from television, from music have now become ingrained in your life.
Yes.
And so as an example, probably the one that you and I do back and forth the most, the most comes from The Office.
Yeah.
And it's that's what she
that's
said.
What she said.
Oh my God, we're horrible about it.
Even at like at work. I'm like, oh, you can't be saying stuff like that.
Oh my gosh. So what are some of your favorites?
That's what she says, or some of my favorite like quotes or whatever.
It doesn't matter. Like from films or
I mean, I often use Anchorman.
Oh yeah.
So, oh yeah.
Like, give me an
shut
example.
Your whore face or shut your whore mouth.
Yeah.
When you're talking to me.
You shut your whore mouth.
You shut your whore mouth when you're talking to me.
You know the
you
one
dirty pirate hooker.
The one. I've, yeah, that's a good one. I also, you know, what's funny about that movie is the part where he's talking to his dog. You can ask AJ.
I do that all the time.
I do it all the time. Most random.
I'm not even
things.
Mad. I'm just impressed.
Oh, I make up random shit. Yeah, like you've heard me do karaoke, right? You know how like every right? time I sing a song for our listeners, I don't know if you ever come to a karaoke evening that I'm there, whatever song I'm singing,
he's going to ad lib.
I'm going to ad lib about 40% of it.
Yeah.
I make it up as I go. And that's how I talk to the dogs. It's like, it could be some of the most random things. And that's how I'm communicating.
Right.
With
the dogs,
dogs
aren't even talking. I'm over there. What'd you do today? Really? You did what? Oh, I'm not even mad. I'm just impressed. You ate a whole wheel of cheese?
You took a shit where?
That's my gosh. I'm impressed. You didn't even touch a single bit of carpet.
You licked your pecker how long? Man, that's crazy. That's the kind
silly
of
Max.
Yeah, those are the conversations I have. So bringing our ADD asses back into focus here.
Focus.
Focus. This is what I'm talking about. And so another one is the Water Boy. There's a ton in the Water Boy, right?
High quality H2O.
But I always say, oh no, suck again.
You suck again.
Anytime something happens, that's one I do. And then the other one is when Harold from, is it Harold? From Dumb and Dumber, when he wants to date the lady.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yes! I say that shit all
see,
the time.
See, now, like, I golf weekly, so mm-hmm. I often pull the, somebody's closer.
So the history this week, and I'm not going to take credit for any of these, we found some videos on YouTube. I'm going to cut some together. And I'll make sure that we give credit to them online for who we pulled these from. Now, again, I don't own the rights to any of these, and we're just having fun with them.
Yes. But we are going to actually even put a link in our on our Facebook so that you can see the video, because it's actually
yeah,
pretty.
It's really
so
cool.
Well made.
Yeah. So these are some of the favorite sayings that you've heard from films. This might be something cool to share with your buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He taught me, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
I love you.
I know.
Here's Johnny.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Say hello to my little friend.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Wax on, right hand. Wax off, left hand. Wax on, wax off.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Run!
Good morning, Vietnam!
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Shut up. You're killing me, Smalls.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Get busy living. You get busy dying.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
To infinity and beyond!
Your vest. Losers always whine about their vest. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
You know what the best part of my day is? For about 10 seconds from when I pull up to the curb when I get to your door. Because I think maybe I'll get up there and I'll knock on the door and you won't be there. No goodbye, no see you later, no nothing. I'm just left.
I'm the king of the world!
I see dead people.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. Commander of the armies of the North, General of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true Emperor Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Milk was a bad choice.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself.
Madness. This is Sparta!
A maestro reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
It's an inanimate fucking object.
You're an inanimate fucking object.
He turns to me and he says, "Why so serious?"
I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money, but what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
None of you seem to understand. I'm not locked in here with you.
You're locked in here with me!
Donnie!
Yeah?
Goss German here wants to die for country. Oblige him.
You is smart. You is kind. You is important. is so good.
D-J-A-N-G-O. The D is silent.
I know.
Gibbs, I love movies.
I do.
I do love movies.
I do too.
I can't help myself.
But do you ever catch yourself where somebody's like, have you seen this? And you're like, you really haven't. And they're like, oh, you need to watch that. And I'm like, okay, I'll write it down and make sure I watch it. How often do you write it down and actually watch it?
I'm that guy.
Are you?
Yeah, but see, I'm a movie guy, though.
I am too, but like, I don't make time to do it.
It's a commitment.
Often.
You know how many times?
I need to.
AJ and I will, and I'm sure this happens across America, not just us. Well, it'd be like, let's watch a movie. And then you look at your watch and go, shit. This ain't going to be done till like 11:20.
My God, it's going to be past my bedtime.
So anyway, it was kind of cool to talk about some of those quotes and that sort of thing. All right, you want to do some news? We've got some stories that we thought would be kind of funny to go over.
I'm ducking and everything, dying in the house. I got scared. I dropped my hot pocket.
Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh, okay, that's not good.
Well, I just had got done feeding my chickens, watering them and stuff, and I walked back to my house there to get my phone so I could play a video game on it. Told them they need to get out of that water, but say I didn't know he was getting eaten up by bees. I thought he was just high.
I'm ready for some news.
All right, we've only got two stories this week, and but they're two really interesting ones.
Anybody from Florida?
No.
Wow.
Actually not.
Look at us go.
Yeah. So the first question, and we've talked about this on our show. This is like one of the great mysteries of the world.
Is it Sasquatch?
No. It is. It's right up there with Who Shot JFK. Okay. Or have you ever had sex in the shower and it's incredibly dry? And you can't understand why.
Why do people want to do that?
I don't know, but you know what I'm talking
about.
Right. You don't get
it.
No. Yeah, this is right up there with that.
Okay.
And that is, what the hell is Grimace?
What is he? He's just a big purple hand.
Yes.
He's like a big purple puppet.
Yeah, I think, actually, we've talked about him on the show, and I think what we called him was a big purple butt plug. But just this week, one of the outstanding managers of the year for McDonald's, a tenure employee, on a Canadian news outlet expressed exactly what he is.
Shut up. What is he?
Yeah. Now, a lot of people thought he was a milkshake, which I don't even know how
he didn't bring any boys to the yard.
Oh, man. There's so many jokes I wanted to make.
I know, right?
And no, I'm staying good. No, so he's not a milkshake. He's a taste bud.
What?
Yes.
That shit don't make no sense.
It makes no sense. The point was, is like, because he's there, obviously McDonald's food tastes good. I don't even know what a taste bud looked like. I think, my mind, it's like a jelly bean that just stuck to your tongue, a little tiny thing. That every time you eat your ramen right out of the microwave, you
burn him up.
Right, about a billion.
No, it's totally not even just the ramen. It's the pizza rolls.
Yeah.
My gosh, the
so
lava.
He's a taste bud. He's a taste bud.
So what? How does that make sense? You've got a taste bud, and then you've got somebody that steals the hamburgers.
Yeah.
And then you've got a giant clown.
They were so high.
They were so on LSD. When were these made? Like, were they in, like, the 60s, 70s?
50s, 60s, yeah. It was probably, they were on the brown acid. They were probably at Woodstock coming up with. So, no, seriously, like, he just steals your hamburger.
Grimace. He, like, makes a grimacing face if his taste bud's not good.
What a horrible name to call your taste bud. Not, like, happy. he's like, ugh.
If Grimace doesn't like it, then you're going to have a happy meal.
Oh. That's not good. No. That's not good. Do you remember the McDonald's? And I don't know if this is just here in Richmond, Indiana, where we're from. But when I was in elementary school,
we had it on the east side. We had all of our birthday parties where they had the train.
Well, they had a train, but they also, and I think that was unique to us, but they had this tree that would go up and touch his nose. And he would tell you something, and every night we'd be like, who's that pulling on my apple tree? I'm like, this guy's out here, like, being shitty. He's like a dirty old man out in the front of his yard.
Like, he's like, get out of my yard, kids.
Who's that pulling on my apple tree? I'm like, it's me, asshole.
I'm trying to have my birthday party here. Right, why are you going to be here grumpy?
So you remember
that. I remember the tree, but I wouldn't have remembered it until you said it.
Yeah, I remember somebody I went to had a birthday party at a McDonald's. It was back in the day. It was a big deal. And they'd come out with a tray, and everybody got a bunch of hamburgers, and there was little fries. And I remember the cake had Ronald McDonald, but it was made with those, you know, like when people decorate with those sugar things that are like, they're like a snow cap.
Yeah, those are so terrible.
But they're really, really hard, and they were different colors. Mm-hmm. It was like people were doing Light Bright on a cake. And they're like, here it is. Right?
Right.
McDonald's was a big damn deal.
See, and then also the skate.
The skate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one. I was an arcade guy. I remember when the mall had an arcade.
I do, too.
Yeah, right next to the...
Record store.
And the Noble Romans.
Oh, my gosh. Where you could watch people make your pizzas.
Oh, yeah. They had the best breadsticks.
Fantastic. And I'm like, I'd be so impressed when they would, like, start throwing the dough into the air.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to pull us back off this nostalgia ADD run.
That's right. Let's go.
But regardless, yeah, that's what Grimace is. He's a big damn taste bud. He's a taste bud. All right, here's my second story, and this is the last story for the night. Do you know the name Lil Uzi Vert?
Excuse me?
He's a rapper. AJ knows him. Lil Uzi. Uzi, yeah.
Yeah, like a gun.
Lil
Uzi.
Vert. Do you know him?
No.
Okay, look him up real quick.
It's very Lil Uzi Vert.
Now, this guy is a multi-millionaire.
Okay.
And we're clearly going to play some of his music in the background.
Are we now?
Yeah. Because I don't know Lil
Uzi. He's an American rapper.
Yeah.
Okay. Says fans ripped. Okay. Got a diamond on his noggin.
Do you see the pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this guy, he
$24 million diamond?
Yeah, you're ruining the story.
Sorry. You told me to Google it. Yeah, jeez. Man,
you were like a kid in high school. You jumped out too early. So anyway, this guy in his forehead had a natural pink diamond that was worth $24 million embedded into his forehead. Now, if you're listening to the show right now, even if you're driving, this is an opportunity to put on your flashers and pull over, because you have to see this. It's huge. God,
yeah.
It looks like his face is shitting
a diamond.
Like a ring pop. It's like his face is shitting a ring pop. It looks horrible. But so what happened was, he had this surgically implanted $24 million diamond, and at a recent music festival, the Rolling Loud, he was crowd surfing, and someone ripped it out of his head.
Like, how do they even, like... I mean, obviously, they're just going to have to keep it for their own collection, because it's not like you can ever sell Lil Uzi's.
Well, the good news is Lil Uzi Vert is okay, and they did recover the diamond.
Okay, good.
And I think they've put a barbell piercing now there, so I don't know if it looks just like it's holding it shut. But you would literally see his skull. How do you not see his skull?
I don't know. Do you know what his real name is?
Lil?
Symir Beisel Woods.
Woods?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at his face.
Right? Well, if you look at it like through the years, it's like, okay, okay. It's like Cincinnati. Okay, okay. What the?
I'm serious. If to make this story work, you have to look at this
picture.
Yeah,
you got to check it out.
But yeah, somebody, and then the second element to this whole story is the fact that somebody ripped it out at a concert.
Like, how do you just, like, rip it out? Like, did you take tweezers to a concert? No, like, no. Did you take, like...
I bet you they went just straight two fingernails in, just popped it out. And then what's his head look like?
Right. Like, if they have to surgically place it in and you can pull it out... That means, like, it had to been Uzian blood.
And you would think it's got to have extra skin, too. Like, it's got to look like, you know, like if you don't tie down a tarp well when you're driving down the road. Like, if he had a fan on, it would come around and go. And every time he'd get a good idea because it would come out. Oh, whatever. I love this show. This is why we still do this.
That's right.
Well, before we take off tonight, I want to make sure, first of all, that we thank our Patreon sponsors.
Yes,
we
thank you guys for everything you do.
We still have a few, so that's good. We appreciate it. And if you're new to the show, if you're just now listening, like I said, we're going to do this every week. And the intent is, especially as COVID cases continue to rise, that if you just need a break from life, come have a beer with us.
Come sit down, have a beer, pop it open, yes. And see if you can have two beers with us.
Yes. And another thing, and we've never been this guy, maybe it's because of the Run Maggie Run that I'm going to go this way. We need to be kind to everybody.
Yes.
And mental health is a big damn deal. And so everyone should make sure that just reach out to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially as this gets going again, because we're going to, I don't know that we'll be in a full lockdown situation, but this is, it's going to be bad again, and we should just take care of each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Gibbs, I guess without further ado, we will talk to them all next week.
After two beers.